John, do you? Oh, I see you have a bib of sort.
Yeah, I don't trust Seth Kush. I have a feeling he's going to just squirt something all over my face or body or God knows what.
You won't squirt anything, honestly. I kind of like this shirt.
Take it off.
Take off the shirt?
I'm just saying. It's Valentine's Day and, you know.
Well, I mean.
I mean, I'll be the only one that can see you in here and the people watching on Bone TV.
I don't want this in perpetuity, though. No, I'm just going to keep my shirt on.
This is going to be you shirtless with just, you know, chocolate dongs and, you know, do okay, yeah, there you go.
The optics do sound a little bit more appealing that way. All right.
Okay, whoop, whoop.
All right. Should I take mine off, too, then?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm feeling very obese right now, and I got to sit down.
You want to stand next to me so you
I don't
feel
know.
Even
my
obese?
Gut is, like, going to be hanging over.
You guys definitely did not need to be shirtless for any of this, but, I mean, that's fine if you want to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, take off your suit, please. Oh, I'll feel so much better. It's nice and chilly.
Well, you will feel better. Trust me.
I know. That's what I want to do. I want to feel better about myself, so thank you. Just go ahead. By the way, I know that I did play I played the wrong Pink song. I'm well aware. I apologize. We've taken care of the problem, and I do apologize sincerely for that happening.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. We need more people on the show. I feel very lonely in here right now.
Okay, so then you want us to blindfold ourselves?
I mean, if you want, yeah.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the Todd Adult Couple Superstore has given us a whole bunch of lotions and potions and lubes and all that good stuff. And we're going to do a blind taste test where we have to identify the flavor and what we are tasting. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And if you get a point, great. If you don't get a point, that's fine. I'm still having fun over here.
Okay. So then who wins is really the listener, right?
I feel like I'm the true winner in here today. But yeah.
Okay.
We'll find out. This will be kind of like the Olympics. We'll just kind of just name a winner.
All right.
That's not how the Olympics work, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I think they'd actually compete in the Olympics.
Well, right. You guys are competing, right. And then I'm the judge, and I'll decide who wins.
Okay.
All right. So all right. Who wants to go first?
John.
I'll go first.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Are we tasting the same thing, Seth, or are we tasting different things?
No. Oh, tasting different things.
Okay.
Tasting hold different on, things. So that's going to be.
I feel like, okay, hold
that's
on.
That's going to be number one.
I feel so exposed.
I do, too.
Oh, wait. Drew, can you just turn on that other microphone?
I did.
Oh, no. Okay.
Is the red light on it?
Okay. I'll go. It's fine.
I feel like I did turn it on.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to lean back here. Daddy's right. Gonna feed me.
Right. Tell me now. Describe it. What you're eating?
Oh wait, hold on. My headphones unhooked.
Okay.
Describe what it tastes like and feels like and all that stuff.
Oh no.
All right, John. You got what? What's wrong?
My headphones came unhooked.
But does your mouth work?
I'm blindfolded and I'm nude and
do
I
that
feel,
mouth work.
All right, here we go. What that mouth do? All right.
Just don't swallow this. Just swoosh it around. Okay.
I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Right, yeah, you gulp it down.
Open up.
All right. This is a taste test of. What happened? Did you squirt too much in his mouth? What happened? What happened? What happened? I don't want to play anymore. What happened?
No, I put it.
You're a dick.
What did you do to him?
We did the first one.
Dude, right? He put a damn condom in my mouth. Is what he did. He put a banana flavored condom in my mouth.
John got a point. John's right. It is a banana flavored condom. John gets a point. Good job, John.
Screw you. So dude, that's you not cool, first, man. That's not cool.
Dude,
he told you not
dude,
to
you
swallow
it. Dude, you tossed
it
in there. Like, that's not right, man.
Well, I'm really worried about what's going on.
What's being
mouth.
Worried? If I would have had you swallow it, that would have been a D-bag move.
Yeah, it would have. You're right, Seth. You
all
were
right,
right
God.
On that.
Yeah,
dude,
I know.
30 all however right. many years of my life I've been alive, oh, and I've never had a condom in my
I
mouth.
I don't believe that for one second.
I don't believe it either. Okay, so
it wasn't attached to a penis.
All right, lean your head back a little bit. Okay. Lean back. All right, I'm going to squirt it in. You can eat this. Stick your tongue out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's a...
Should I be blindfolded during this part, too?
No,
uh-uh. Oh, well, it's a lot of work to take my blindfold off.
I'm trying to place the flavor. That's a... It's a raspberry lube.
Let's see. That is where?
Oh.
That is tropical fruit.
Oh.
Lick me liquor.
What? Lick me liquor.
It's tropical fruit. Lick me liquor.
What is it? What does it do? Where am I supposed to put it?
You're supposed to lube up with it. I'm guessing.
Okay.
Right. I don't know what to do with all these things in the bag of fun. I just know that you guys need to eat these.
Lick me liquor.
Yes.
All right.
Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
Who's going first, John or me?
Yeah. Here we go.
All right, so John's...
Dude, I'm still very traumatized by the condom.
Yeah, I'm sorry
mouth.
That happened
that's
to you.
That's messed
really
up.
Sorry.
What is... There's nothing... Dude, yeah. Just relax, all right? Here
oh,
we
yeah,
go.
Oh, yeah, easy for the guy without the condom in his mouth to say.
Listen, we all are playing a role on this show today, John, yeah. And today yours is to eat condoms.
Yeah, yep. Go figure.
Yep. All right, here, open up.
Rub a mouth.
Open up.
You got a rub a mouth over there.
Oh, that's nice.
What is it? What does it taste like?
I don't know what it is. It, like,
it sounds very dense.
It's like a mouth guard.
A mouth guard?
It's like a mouth guard. It fits my teeth perfectly.
Oh, is it for a gum job?
It tastes really good.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to give you hints on that.
I'm gonna say this is a
strawberry gum, like toothless mouth love apparatus.
So if you want the sensation of getting mouth love from an older person.
Oh, I know, is it fish? It's like a mouth guard that you get in football, but
Seth,
it tastes like strawberry.
Seth, put your finger in his mouth and let him kind of gum your finger so you can tell us what it tastes like.
All
thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Middle finger,
no.
too, please.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Just a tip, though. Don't put your finger down his throat, please.
Only your finger. I'm not taking anything but your finger.
Okay.
And just one finger, please.
Don't let me touch it.
Two's gay.
Let me touch your finger.
Okay, are you touching it?
No, where is it?
I'm not coming over there to put my finger in your mouth.
Oh, okay. Make him crawl across the floor.
I really thought there was a way that you could just fake it, John, because, you know, Drew's blindfolded.
I can't see.
Okay, you made your guess right now. You said it was a...
I said it's a strawberry-flavored mouth love apparatus.
Okay, it is a cherry pie gum job.
Mm. Okay, so pretty close. You get half credit.
They are candy teeth covers.
Can I eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's yeah, good. You can. We've got other flavors if you guys want to try them for later. I've got cherry pie, I've got succulent strawberry, and I've got wild watermelon. Mm.
So would this be for someone if you have a girl who's dentally challenged or orthodontically challenged and you don't want Snaggletooth going to town on your wiener, then you like make her put one of these on and it's a more pleasurable sensation?
I think that's what it's for. Yeah, right. But John ate the whole thing.
Good job, John.
There was no reason to do that, John.
Tastes like Laffy Taffy.
No reason to do that.
Laffy Taffy.
Are you ready for the next one, Drew?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I got my mouth open. This is from Todd, Adult Couple Superstore. Should I stick out my tongue again?
Yeah, stick it out, little pervert. Okay. Okay.
Seth's having so much fun.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, that's weird.
I feel like he's getting all the good stuff.
No, I'm not. This is very unpleasant.
What are you thinking?
That's a very off-putting flavor.
Okay.
Man, I don't know what they were going for in this one. I'm going to say black licorice lube.
That is boink and oink bacon flavored lube.
Boink and oink.
Hey, John, I figured you're going to want to take this home for later.
Thanks, man.
I don't know who told in the test lab. I would hate to taste like what didn't quite make
the
cut on that
like
one.
It smells like bacon.
Oh, it is. That was not pleasant. Okay. Oh.
All right. I'm getting the blindfold
gross.
Back on.
All right, open up.
All right, it's the Todd Couple Superstore Valentine's Day tasting.
Tongue out.
Stick your tongue out. Here's John Senning. He'll be
it's
tasting
more,
the next item
more,
from Seth Kushner.
What are you doing to me? What do you mean a little more? My tongue is my tongue. It can.
Dude, I just need you to stick it out
okay,
a little.
I've had it stuck out plenty far enough.
I'm way too close to your mouth. I just need you to put it out a little more. Okay.
What? Oh, I don't trust this. Dude. Why am I getting?
You're okay, dude. You're with friends.
Jeez. No. Okay. I'm getting apparatus. I'm getting like things. You're getting oils and ointments, and I'm getting like things. I've
what
had a condom.
Things? What do you mean things?
I've had a condom.
Right.
And some
you
other.
Had gum, you had a gum job.
You just had.
John,
I've
how did I let
loops.
You down? You just snacked entirely on what I put in your mouth last time.
Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, but I just the fact that I need my tongue and mouth so open just doesn't seem right.
Then
you know
feel
what? Vulnerable.
Open it up as far as you want, John.
Yeah.
And if it dribbles down your chest, then it does.
Oh, I'd love to see that. I'll lick it right off. There's John Senning trying the next item. Oh, no. That
am
sounds...
I supposed to swallow it?
Yeah, if you want to, you can.
Is it edible?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's edible.
Mm, right. Okay.
What
okay.
What was it?
Okay.
Was it bacon flavored?
Okay. I like this.
What is it?
I don't know. It's good.
What tastes
like a sweet treat. Like, I almost want to say it tastes like a caramel sundae.
Wow. Okay. I tell you what, John's palate, even for flavored lube, is it's uncanny.
What did he nail it?
It's tiramisu.
Mm. Wow.
Water-based lube.
That is a hell of a, first of all, hell of an inventive flavor.
Yes.
And secondly, wow, John, that's amazing. I mean, caramel's close enough.
Wow. It's actually pretty yummy. A little bit of an aftertaste.
I also have a creme brulee if anybody wants to take that home for later.
Oh, good.
Ooh, it's kind of good when you swallow it.
They have the burnt stuff on top, though. That's pretty cool.
You ready for the next one, Drew?
All right. What are we, liquid or solid? That's all I want to know.
Solid. Solid.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
All right, solid. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Wait, right. Let me show Joey. Let me show everybody that's watching on Bone TV. All those little rascals right here. Right here. All right. Give me a little tongue.
It's a rubber. You put a rubber in my mouth.
Well, what flavor is the rubber? What flavor's the rubber?
I don't know. There's a prophylactic in my mouth.
Right, but what flavor?
Banana.
That's bubble gum, dude. What's wrong with you?
Oh, God. I don't even like tearing these things off myself.
Who are you?
I mean, wow.
I like to leave them on the floor, though, just because I feel
here,
like a man.
Just here. Throw that one up there. All right. Okay, are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you guys feel like you're both winning
slimy.
So far?
It's all slimy. It's got that rubber feel to it.
Yeah, I had like spermicidal lube in my mouth.
Well, dude, that'll come in handy later. At least your mouth won't get pregnant.
They're edible. And I had to
they're not edible.
That's not edible.
Dude, there's no condom ever that's been edible. It would be very unfunctional if it was edible.
Only
dude.
By Colombian ladies who are trying to cross the border with heroin.
This is... Oh, I got a mint chocolate over here.
Oh, yeah, I'll try that.
This is a flavor wave.
Okay, it's flavored and edible are two different things.
Right, flavored means it tastes like. Edible means you can eat it.
We asked for edibles from the Todd, and they put this in the bag. I'm assuming that they knew what we were going
Dangerous
for.
Dangerous to assume, especially. What if we had swallowed those condoms?
I told because I was looking out for you. We'd because be bros let other bros know not to swallow condoms.
John, you have spermicidal jelly all over your fingers
I've got
right now?
Stuff all over my chin, in my mouth.
I'll do another one.
Feels disgusting. All
right, I'll do another one. I'll do another one.
Nasty ass.
All right. You guys each want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure,
rubber juice on it.
Oh, my God. See, gross. I got the.
Oh, God. My mouth is just tastes like just it's like just a playground of filth in there.
Tiramisu?
Right just everything. I've got banana condom, mouth gummy things.
I'm going to tell you, we got a lot to take home. I mean, you guys have a lot to take home.
Playground of filth is a good title for the show.
Open up your mouth again, John, wide, real wide.
Take it in, John. Take it in.
I can't. I'm just producing, man. I'm just producing.
Don't hurt me, dude.
What is love?
You're hurting me, John. This is hurting me. Open up. Here we go.
All right. Here goes John.
Open up. I'm scared.
Don't
I'm
be scared.
Scared.
What do you mean you're scared?
I'm scared.
You've already eaten a rubber. Like,
he came up on me quick.
Oh, Seth, take your damn time.
Well, seriously, you know, we got to finesse a man.
We don't have a lot of time here. You know, we got to get to give Dick a rest. Very popular portion of the show.
That's true. Am I? All right.
Here we go. All right.
Here's John opening up.
Tilt your head back.
What the hell?
Just tilt your head back, dude. Let him put it in your mouth.
Tilt my head.
Come on, loser.
Let him put it in your mouth. What
was
it?
What the hell?
What? What happened? What happened?
Pop rocks.
Oh.
It's pop rocks. It's pop rocks.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I can hear them.
It's grape pop rocks.
Oh, I can hear them popping. Oh, that's cool.
It's not. I mean, that's not the official.
I mean, it's
type.
Not the official Pop Rocks brand, probably.
Let me get some more.
You want some more? Oh, here.
What do they call them, though? What are they, Seth? What is the official?
Oh,
title?
I don't know if I can call them.
I mean, dance around it.
It's Oh man, what? There used to be a morning show in Tampa. You remember? You know, with MJ and
Fat
the
ass cheaters on ratings.
MJ. It was what? MJ, and there was another guy that he had with him back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
And that guy was a blast. So,
okay.
I can't say anything else.
Oh, all right. I got you. Sure.
All right. So, this will be the last one. And then Drew.
BJ Thomas? Is that who you mean?
Yeah.
His last name?
And then, all right, this is the last one.
Okay. What are you squirting this? Or what are you doing?
Just open up. All right. Open up for a second.
All right. What are you blowing?
Just open up.
What are you blowing?
Just open up.
What are you blowing? Did you drop something on the floor?
We had a mishap.
Did you drop something? Don't put it in my mouth if you dropped it on the floor.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm very pessimistic.
Oh, fine. Oh, it's fine.
Right. Open up wide.
Just open up. All right. Okay.
All right. Hey, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Whoa. Now, grab it. Grab the other end.
What is that? What could it be? Is that what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
What's it taste like?
it feels very unfamiliar to me. It tasted sticky.
Is it good? I mean, take a bite out of it.
I can. It's hard, dude.
Let
me just wait for it to
It's candy. Down. That is fully edible.
No,
that's
it's not.
Take a bite out of this? Bite off.
Dude, that's a weird spot to do that from.
I'm trying to bite it, but I can't. I can't. Yeah. It's hard.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, you know, take a guess. If you get it right, I think you still lose to John. But
is it a toothpaste or two tennis balls at the base of it?
Is
I don't know. I can't tell what it is. Really, I'm trying to feel like what it is. I can't really.
It costs $7.95.
What does it taste like?
What is it, John?
It tastes
like fake chocolate.
It's a big giant chocolate dong is what it is.
Oh man.
Wow. Oh, you got it's very lifelike. Look at those veins.
Oh, that was unpleasant.
How do you guys feel? I mean, that it's important to do these things on Valentine's Day. You know, I feel like it's a PSA for everybody out there.
Yeah, all these products are available to you at the Todd Adult Superstore, and we appreciate Lori and everybody over there.
Oh, wow. I got so many Pop Rocks in my beard.
Oh, my God. That was what was the worst for you?
The condom in the mouth.
Same.
The condom in the mouth. That really, for whatever reason, like, that didn't even, I was worried about things in my mouth today.
Yeah.
But I just didn't expect to have a condom in my mouth.
No, me either. And I have to say, I have a newfound respect. You know when you see in movies, like, a prostitute will put a condom on with their mouth?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always been.
And I always thought to myself, no big deal. That's an occupational thing. Well, I will tell you that, that was really something. Like, yeah. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
The minute that thing hits your mouth, ew, God, it looked disgusting.
Wait, so you're impressed the way I put the condom on you guys?
No, nobody was impressed with the way you put the condom in the mouth. No,
very off-putting.
But it would have been, if you really wanted to be an all-star, you would have threw the Connie on that big chocolate dog and then put that in his mouth.
That would have been like chocolate banana, true. Like a little choco banana tree.
Well, here's what I got left over, guys. I got Tropical Passion Personal Lubricant. Anybody need that to take home?
Yeah, let me put that in.
I've got Strawberry Kisses, I've got Creme Brulee, and I got a Juicy Pineapple.
Give me your Strawberry Kisses. 727-579-1025. Hi, Drew Graba Live. How can we help you?
Whew. Yeah, I know I'm a little late, Drew, but I got the perfect cover-up for your tattoo.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I'm shook.
You want to try one of these gum things, Drew?
There's gum?
I'm going to need that tape. Oh, my God. No, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate you asking. Okay. When we come back, a parent was asked to leave a daddy-daughter dance. And I don't think that it's for a very fair reason. And we'll get into that next on True Garabo Live. Small business owners, no matter what business you're in, there is one thing you need to keep it all running, and that is a reliable network. That's where Spectrum Business comes in. They provide a network you can depend on with over 99.9% reliability and the fastest internet starting speeds available. With Spectrum Business Internet, you get blazing fast speeds of 100 megabits per second for only $44.99 per month. And when you add Spectrum Business Voice, you can stay totally connected for only $29.99 a month. And when they tell you those are the prices, they actually mean it. With Spectrum Business, there are no added taxes, no hidden fees, and no contracts. Spectrum Business will even buy you out of your old contract with the $500. It's a no-brainer. So if you want your small business to stay on track, get Spectrum Business because they can help keep small business running. Call Spectrum Business now to find out how they can help your business. 855-245-8879 or business.spectrum.com. We just took a load of phone calls. Just let me run through these real quick. Go ahead. From the 352. See, why would they all call? Just hang up. Hello, go ahead.
Hey, Drew. So I was one of the guys from John's joint.
Okay, hang on. You win. Drew Graba Live, how can we help you?
Hey, you guys. I'm driving down 75, and I'm laughing my butt off. And people are looking at me.
Well, thank you. Thank
that
you.
Was an awesome segment, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Drew Graba Live, hello.
Hey, I just got to say, my day was wrecked up until about 15 minutes ago, and hearing you guys, thank you so much. My day is 10 times better now.
Thanks, dude. Really appreciate that. Drew Graba Live, go ahead.
Hey, Drew, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, did you already have the John's joints? Somebody already guessed the song?
Yes, thank you. All right, so like I said, we'll tell you when we come back why somebody got kicked out of a daddy-daughter dance.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone. Previously on the Soul Brother Kevin Show.
Yeah, I was the worst wingman.
Because your game is different from
your game is.